From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're covering the results from the New Hampshire primary, in which Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has won an impressive victory. Almost two-thirds of the vote has been counted already. At least according to the raw vote tabulation, Senator Kerry is running more than 10 points ahead. He's got 39% of the vote. And at this point in the actual vote count, the second place candidate, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, has about 25%. So it is a victorious Senator Kerry, 2 weeks in a row, who has now taken to the stage in his campaign headquarters and is about to address his very enthusiastic supporters. Our NPR's Melissa Block is there at Kerry headquarters watching it all. Melissa?
Hi, he just took the stage with his wife, Teresa Hines Kenny, Kerry, the widow of the former senator from Pennsylvania. He has just kissed his wife on stage. He's surrounded by his daughters and his stepchildren in a stage that could not be more packed. This room is extremely hot. I've seen several people fanning themselves. Yesterday, I believe, at a campaign event, one of the Kerry volunteers fainted on stage from the heat, and the senator was called to administer a little first aid. He is now approaching the microphone. Again, the call, bring it on, as the supporters here look forward to a potential race against George Bush in November. John Kerry talking to some of his supporters and holding their hands on stage.
This was a candidate who several weeks ago appeared to have squandered early front-runner status. All the polls showed him behind. He then, to many people's surprise, won in Iowa. And now in the second contest of the Democratic candidates election season, he has won again in New Hampshire. And now, Melissa, it seems to be we expect him to start talking soon, don't we?
Yes, he just ran over for a brief embrace with Carole King, the singer who has been campaigning and playing and singing at house parties. I spoke with a gentleman earlier tonight who had had her at his house last week in his living room singing to supporters. And she's here on stage. He's being introduced by his New Hampshire campaign chairman at this moment. But they would say that they won this one vote at a time through town hall meetings throughout New Hampshire, trying to convince voters, the undecided voters and these independent voters that we've heard so much about, that he's their candidate. And I was really struck when I went around to events this week that he has not taken the stage, I should say. I'm not talking over John Kerry at this moment.
No.
He's on stage, but he hasn't taken the microphone. That there were a number of people who, even if they had made up their minds, were going to event after event after event, listening to what all of them had to say, I suppose holding out the thought that they might change their mind at the last minute. But I was stunned by the level of devotion, even though kicking the tires or shopping for a candidate, but people take this very seriously. It's what New Hampshire's known for. And there were a number of people at his events who might have said, well, I'm voting for somebody else, but I really want to see what he has to say. And that was true at every event that I went to.
Melissa, this is Michelle here. We're watching this on television while we're talking to you. Well, why don't we hold on? It looks like Senator Kerry is about to take the mic there.
Former governor of New Hampshire, Jean
Melissa.
Yes.